Spooky costumes, trick-or-treating, and haunted houses seems like a harmless celebration, right? But beneath the costumes and candy, there is a much darker side to Halloween that most people aren't aware of. We're talking about real Halloween killers and horrifying incidents that have stained the holiday over the years. As the night of October 31st approaches, it's important to remember that this is not just the stuff of horror movies. There are genuine dangers that come with the thrill of Halloween night. One of the most infamous Halloween-related crimes happened on October 31st, 1974, when Ronald Clark O'Brien, known as the Candyman, poisoned his own son with cyanide-laced pixie sticks for a $40,000 life insurance payout. O'Brien even distributed poisoned candy to other children in an attempt to cover up his heinous act. Luckily, the other tampered candies were intercepted before more kids were harmed. This tragedy instilled the fear of poisoned Halloween candy across the nation, forever marking Halloween night as a time of uncertainty and dread for many parents. And then, there's the infamous case of Gerald Turner, also known as the Halloween Killer, who murdered 9-year-old Lisa Ann French on Halloween night in 1973. Lisa was simply out trick-or-treating when she ended up at Turner's door. Tragically, she became the victim of a gruesome crime that would haunt her community for decades. Turner's horrific act led to a deep distrust of letting children roam neighborhoods unattended on Halloween.
Well, the man known as the Halloween Killer will not be released from a treatment facility, at least right now.
Gerald Turner murdered 9-year-old Lisa French in Fond du Lac 45 years ago. Our Julia Fellow shares a new decision by the Court of Appeals that keeps him off the streets.
The child killer had a mandatory release in February of last year after all of his time was served. But a law created after this murder could stop him from walking free.
The Department of Justice wants to keep Gerald Turner committed to an institution as a sexually violent person. Turner assaulted, killed, then dumped 9-year-old Lisa Ann French's body in a farm field after she knocked on his door on Halloween night. The 1973 case sent shockwaves through the entire community and changed the hours that children can trick-or-treat to this day. Turner has been inside this secure treatment center near Madison for nearly a year because his prison sentence is up. Lawyers have been going back and forth over which county the petition would be heard in. An appeals court judge ruled on Monday the case can move forward and will be heard in Fond du Lac court. French's little sister, who is now an adult, told us last year how this process has been so hard on their family.
He's not a safe person. As somebody that can think in that way and to do what he did, it's just scary. It's scary to have him be out.
This process is still far from over. A judge will now need to rule if this case can move forward. Then a jury would ultimately decide his fate.
And if Turner is committed, it would not be for life. After a certain amount of time, he would be eligible to petition for his own release again.
As the night became synonymous with potential danger and predators lurking behind seemingly friendly doors, these aren't just isolated incidents. Over the years, there have been numerous Halloween-related crimes, including children ingesting tampered candy and instances of razor blades found hidden in Halloween treats. The reality is that some individuals see Halloween as an opportunity to commit atrocities under the cover of costumes and chaos. The innocent thrill of trick-or-treating can turn into a parent's worst nightmare when malevolent people exploit the anonymity that Halloween provides. When we look at the history of Halloween-related crimes, a chilling pattern emerges. The combination of anonymity, costumes, and the chaos of trick-or-treating creates an environment ripe for mischief, and sometimes much worse. Halloween has not only been used as a cover for isolated incidents, but has also seen an alarming number of violent crimes. It seems that every few years, there's another chilling story that reminds us just how dangerous Halloween can be. Take the case of James Joseph Smith, who, in 2000, was arrested for inserting needles into Snickers bars that he handed out on Halloween. Thankfully, the injury was minor, but the intent behind it was far more sinister. There's also the incident in 1959 when a dentist named William Shine handed out candy-coated laxatives to children, making at least 30 kids sick. While these incidents may not have resulted in mass casualties, they showcase the kind of twisted individuals who use Halloween as an opportunity to harm innocent people.
It is the chilling Halloween Halloween display that's getting a big reaction. A Walker homeowner decorating their front yard with gravestones and crime scene tape nearly two decades after a family was violently murdered inside the home.
20-year-old Willie Cook was arraigned in Erie County Court this morning with fatally stabbing 18-year-old Alfred Lucas this Halloween.
Tonight, Fayetteville police say they've arrested a third suspect in connection to an October murder. Tonight, Daquan Donaldson is in the Cumberland County Detention Center with no bond. Investigators previously arrested the other two men you see here. They'll all face charges for DeAndre Williamson Servin's death. He was shot and killed on School Street on Halloween.
The community on edge this Halloween. Tampa police are still searching for a possible serial killer, ramping up their presence as kids get ready to trick-or-treat. ABC's Victor Okendo is in Tampa with more. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Michael. Tampa police will be saturating the Seminole Heights neighborhood tonight. The mayor and the chief will be out there as well, trick-or-treating with children, doing what they can to assure this community that they'll be safe tonight.
This morning, Tampa police gearing up for a big night. With a possible serial killer still on the loose, they're planning on a massive show of force on Halloween.
So we're heading back out into the Seminole Heights neighborhood.
For weeks now, Master Patrol Officer Bob Barrett has been on nightly patrols.
Hey guys, are y'all heading home?
Checking on neighbors, especially those out alone, and searching for the killer.
Kentucky State Police is painting a disturbing picture. A Mount Olivet woman argues she was casting spells when a body believed to be Trudy Fields was found outside the home. A contractor says he began looking for Fields when she didn't answer the door. He followed drag marks in the grass to find multiple blood-stained items and a dismembered body. He adds he saw a pile of hair that he believed belonged to the homeowner. When troopers arrived at the home on Briarly Ridge Road, they say they removed a pot from inside the oven. Inside were human body parts. The gruesome news has shaken the small town.
Halloween is also a time when pranksters often take things too far, blurring the lines between mischief and criminality. It's no surprise that some of the most notorious urban legends, like razor blades and apples, stem from the reality of dangerous individuals preying on unsuspecting children. Although many of these urban legends have been debunked or exaggerated, they're often based on grains of truth that highlight just how unpredictable Halloween can be. The scariest part of all of this is how easily these tragedies could happen again. The veil of Halloween, a night where everyone is in disguise, provides the perfect cover for people with evil intent. And as we celebrate each year, the number of true crime stories tied to this holiday continues to grow. The cases of Ronald O'Brien, Gerald Turner, and others serve as grim reminders that Halloween's dangers aren't just about fictional ghosts and ghouls. They're about real threats that walk among us. Beyond the ghost stories and horror movies lies the real horror of Halloween. The potential for violence and chaos that some individuals embrace under the guise of harmless fun. Halloween has always had an undercurrent of fear, but it's not just about ghouls, vampires, or werewolves. The real monsters are people. People who take advantage of the anonymity and excitement of Halloween night to commit unspeakable acts. There's something deeply unsettling about how Halloween provides the perfect cover for those with evil intent. We dress up as monsters, but the true monsters blend right in, taking advantage of the chaos to hide their crimes. The stories of Ronald O'Brien and Gerald Turner aren't just cautionary tales. They're warnings that the darkness we embrace for entertainment can attract real darkness. It's a reminder that beneath the fun of costumes and candy, there is always a potential danger lurking in the shadows. And folks, if you think that's the end of it, think again. We live in a world where fiction often becomes reality. The idea that a killer could lurk behind a friendly mask using Halloween to get close to unsuspecting victims is straight out of a horror story. But now, if you really want to go deeper down this Halloween rabbit hole, check out this video I made linking the origins of Halloween to human sacrifice.